A new study reveals what many people involved in the foster care system have known for years. Older children are falling behind their peers who have not experienced foster care. The Annie E. Casey Foundation collected data across all 50 states and found older children who've been in foster care are on track to face higher levels of joblessness and homelessness as adults. Older is defined as 14 and up, and in Arizona's foster care system, that includes 1 in 5 kids.
Nationally, the study found half of teens 16 and older who exited foster care were emancipated, meaning they had no family or legal guardians. They were on their own. Services to help young people transition from foster care to adulthood can make all the difference. To learn more about what's offered here in Arizona, I spoke with Chris Jacober. She's a former foster parent and the executive director of Arizona Friends of Foster Children Foundation.
I'm not sure if it's even in the Department of Child Safety's strategic plan, but I know that recently the department has really focused on this group of young men and women who are going to age out of foster care. So one thing that happens when you turn 18 and you're going to age out of foster care is that you have the opportunity to sign a voluntary agreement. And that can result in some money for deposits for apartments, and it also results in a monthly stipend that I think is like around $716, and then it goes down every 6 months until you turn 21, because then you have to sort of be off the stipend. So the state is really trying in a couple of ways to get more kids to sign the voluntary agreement. So one solution is to have youth opt out instead of opting in. So now, as your 18th birthday approaches, your caseworker comes to you and says, you know, blah, blah, voluntary agreement, these benefits. And then the youth has an opportunity to say yes or no. Most kids say no.
Because, and you say a lot. It's like 80%,
yeah,
right?
It's like 80% of kids say, I don't want to do that. I've been in foster care for some of them since they were 3 years old. I mean, I just want to be done. I don't want to have to be accountable. And there are some accountabilities in this sign a voluntary agreement. You have to have a job. You have to be going to school or one or the other for a certain minimum hours a week. You can do this. You can't do that. You know, there's restrictions, just like when you're 18 and you live at home and there's restrictions. But some kids are just done and they just want to be done. The state is also trying to encourage youth who walk away at age 18 and don't sign a voluntary agreement. They're trying to make it easier for kids to come back in.
What help is available to them beyond that monthly stipend?
So all kids in foster care, whether or not they sign a voluntary, are eligible for health insurance until they turn 26. And unfortunately, a lot of kids, they age out of foster care, they disappear. They have 4 addresses in a year. They couch surf. They go here. They go there. They're really hard to track down to make sure they sign all the renewal paperwork and all that stuff that has to happen in health insurance. So I guess theoretically, if you've signed a voluntary and you have a caseworker visiting you every month, you have more information about resources, about college scholarships, about the tuition waiver, which is another huge benefit for kids who age out of foster care, whether or not they sign a voluntary. But if they don't know about it, it doesn't help them.
You have a program through the Arizona Friends of Foster Children Foundation, and it's called Keys to Success. So talk about that, because it's for a very specific age group that we're talking about. What's involved?
So we work with kids in Keys to Success as young as 16. We can enroll you until you're 21. We can work with you until you're 24. And the magic of this program is that we go to you. So if you're a youth living in a group home, living with grandma, whatever, it's not group work. It's one-on-one. The services we provide are tailored to your needs. So we start out with a pretty in-depth analysis of the youth's skills and interests. And then we try to match that to living wage career opportunities. We asked the youth, how do you want to live? Do you want a house? Do you want kids? Do you want cars? Like, what do you want? And then we say, well, this is how much it's going to cost to get to all that stuff. Here's a path to get there. So then they go through all this career development process. At the same time, we're looking at their educational attainment and goals, and how many high school credits do you have? And do you need a, are you going to have to get a GED and then maybe enroll in community college? Or can you go to Arizona, you know, can you go to university? Like, what can you do and what resources can we find to shore you up while you're there? And if you're not going down the college path, maybe you're going down the vocational path. And then ultimately, we match you up with a job. La la. So we have employment partners all over Maricopa County. Fry's is a huge employment partner. So when you're in Fry's, give a smile to the entry-level people. And some of our kids have worked their way up the ladder. But we have kids employed all over the valley. One works for Arizona Friends. One works at a law office. And we just really hope to get kids started on the path to their future.
You say through Keys to Success, you are able to help 145 kids each year.
Well, 145 was our stretch number for 2018, and it's the most we've ever enrolled. So in the past, it's been like 75, 100, blah, blah. But now we're up to 145. We'll do 150 or 60 for 2019.
And there are still thousands more, right?
There are thousands more kids in foster care that we don't ever touch or know about or serve.
So is more money the answer?
You know, it's such a combination of things. So the answer really, I think, for young men and women who are aging out is that there's an adult in their life who's in their life to be a support. It can be a parent. It can be a foster parent. It can be a guardian. It can be a grandmother. There's a whole bunch of people who, you know, just could help a kid get over that hump between 18 and however long it takes for them to get on their feet. Some of that is money. Some of that is more thought about how to find permanency for teenagers. You know, I don't always ever think that money is the only answer, because you can start throwing a bunch of money at stuff. But if you're not doing the right thing, then you're not having any better outcomes.
What's your takeaway from this report or how we're doing? Like, do you feel optimistic or pessimistic or in the middle?
So my takeaway from this report is we have a lot of work to do. And a good thing is that there are a lot of smart people in child welfare, around child welfare, interested in this population. And I feel like it's not unsolvable, but we've got a long way to go.
And that was Chris Jacober with Arizona Friends of Foster Children Foundation. You can see the full report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, including Arizona data, later today at kjzz.org.